We've talked about this topic, and not just in this show, but on other shows I've done, I think for about 10, 12 years, probably more than that. This really does seem like it's where the rubber meets the road, doesn't it?
That's well expressed. It's an issue that has waxed and waned over the years. It gets traction, and then, at least as it relates to the NFL, some bigger crisis comes along, whether it's domestic violence that punts it to the back, or the concussion crisis punts it to the back. So it has ebbed and flowed. I quite agree with you that this is a new moment for our country. It's a new moment for corporate CEOs, in which they can't really sit silently by at this moment, and they are being called upon to state affirmatively that they support social justice, racial justice, inclusion. And it is that either tension or hypocrisy, however you would put it, you know, it is tough as a CEO to say that is what you stand for when you are also have your logo alongside an NFL team called the Redskins that to many, many people is a racist slur and undercuts that whole message.
It's interesting, Liz, that Dan Snyder and, you know, the current owner of the Washington football team, but, you know, this would apply to previous owners as well, but that, you know, normally they have dug in and said it's history and tradition, and they have had people step up and support the name, and have actually and occasionally have found First Nations people to support the name. But they seem to be moving, you know, they seem to be willing to move, or Dan Snyder seems to be willing to talk here in a way that he hasn't been before. Is that purely the market speaking? Is that all that this is? Or, you know, like, I don't know if I'm not sure Dan Snyder is woke all of a sudden, but
yes.
It's interesting that it happened so fast.
No, that's really well expressed. So a couple things on that. No, I firmly believe or doubt that Dan Snyder has had a moral epiphany here. You know, that is not what stands to change the dynamic. And he is famously quoted in 2013 as, "I will never change the name," put it in all caps, never, ever. He's never come off that position. He is quoted less frequently on the issue. He's kind of retreated, but he has never come off that issue. The two seismic things happened this week politically. Key players that would have to be involved in giving him access to the RFK Stadium site in D.C. for a new stadium have said, you have no chance at this politically. It's not a threat. It's just a fact. With a team like with a name like that, you're not getting that. So that cuts off a business opportunity. And then came the next day pressure from shareholders in Nike, FedEx, and Pepsi, three key players, including the naming rights deal of the stadium. So the pressure was on these companies to demand that the name be changed. And so today comes the statement from the team that they're going to have this review process. We have some reporting, very well-placed reporting, saying the end game is clear. The name is going to change. You know, it's not 100%, but that is certainly where this is headed, which is exactly how you framed it in your interview. So what has changed? No, I don't think there's been any moral awakening on Dan Snyder's part. I think if you know, when we all think back to our history, the history that we know about how and why and when apartheid fell in South Africa, you know, this odious racial practice for decades that had been tolerated despite years of protesting and loss of life, that changed because of divestment. You know, that changed because the business community pulled out of South Africa. It became untenable for the country to do business. And then comes very quickly, we're going to end this practice that I think lasted half century. So I know that's a highly emotional, very significant analogy to draw to an NFL team name. But I think the parallel holds that it's when and if the business climate becomes impossible for Dan Snyder, he will change the name. What I didn't anticipate is how quickly this would move. And I'm not sure he's all down with changing the name even as we speak. You know, there are forces in the league who are helping him see that this is not good for the team, just as there are corporate sponsors that are helping him see we are not down with this.
Liz, I had to just get off my seat from falling when you said moral awakening and Dan Snyder. So yeah, I'm back up now. I mean,
but you connected my dots, saying I wasn't.
Yes, I'm being sarcastic in the fact that the only moral awakening that existed was the financial and economic moral awakening that was awaiting Dan Snyder. My question for you, and I know you've been reporting this for a long, long time. What do you think? What role do you think the NFL one played in this at all over the last couple of hours? And I think more importantly, and I actually don't know the answer to this, what kind of role can they play? Is there any kind of peer pressure from other owners and or the league to really push Dan Snyder if he is even sort of having any thoughts about, you know, maybe not going forward with some speed?
Yes. So if you ask the league, the official statement is team names are a team matter. We do not get involved with that. That's the policy. But this is a very sophisticated, highly profitable business that functions like a socialist collective, as we know. So, you know, the financial well-being of one kind of affects the all. They don't get in each other's face. They don't micromanage, and the commissioner generally doesn't. But occasionally something's going to rise to the fore where everybody is feeling the pinch. Like, you may be running your franchise into the ground financially and performance-wise in a way I don't care. But when I start feeling it in my pocketbook, I do care. Then that is my problem. And that's not unique to the NFL. That's kind of how business goes. But I think it's really at that point, and I think, you know, I'm not saying 31 NFL owners are leaning on Dan Snyder to change the name, but there are some NFL owners who think more broadly and think more of what's good for the league, and I know Roger Goodell does his best to think what's good for the league, and we can all debate his success in doing that. I sound like I'm tap dancing around your question, but I no doubt the message has been conveyed to Dan that digging your heels in on this issue is probably not wise. And I can't tell you, was the volume on that a 2 or an 11? You know, in kind of whose voice it came from. But there's that. I think what speaks ever so more powerfully is when the company that has your naming rights deal says, you know, we would like you to change the name. And Nike just acts like your merchandise doesn't even exist. You disappear from the internet. And now today comes PepsiCo, who has not made a peep, but now they came forward and said, you know, we have actually been working behind the scenes to have this discussion about a name change. So I think there have been moves in the corporate sphere, which is what Snyder and all owners respond to, that were not on my radar. While I always thought the name never changes until it becomes a business liability, in Dan's view and or the league's view.
You know, Liz, when you're talking about the apartheid, the anti-apartheid movement, I was thinking about that. You know, that are there all of those years to push for divestment and the boycotts and the attempt to isolate South Africa internationally? And then it seemed like it changed. When it finally changed, it seemed like it changed in the blink of an eye almost. You know, that Nelson Mandela was released and the apartheid system collapsed. And you had – so, it's, you know, sometimes it takes a long time to get to the tipping point. But when the tipping point happens, it can be quick. And I'm wondering, you know, like this – the big one is the Washington football team, because the nickname is a racist pejorative. It's not really the debating point on this one. But – can the Cleveland baseball team retain its nickname if this one changes? Will we still have tomahawk chops? The various college programs that have, there's college programs reevaluating whether they want to be called the Rebels now because of the push against Confederate symbols. Like, is this the beginning? You know, because I wonder that, you know, if this happens, doesn't, attention immediately turned to Atlanta and to Cleveland and to a whole bunch of other places?
Yeah, no, that's such a smart question. So on two levels, I'd like to take a crack at that. I think most definitely our country, with varying intensity, depending where you are, is looking hard at monuments, symbols, statues, logos, you know, corporate, what do you call it? You know, the Aunt Jemima pancake. I mean, like, what for many people has been an innocuous symbol that never even gave them a pause, while for decades it's no doubt been offensive and you know, just this racist trope. So, that conversation is being had. I think if the Washington, when and if the Washington team changes its name, it's definitely the ancillary question is, well, what about Cleveland? What about, you know, the Braves, as you say? I think in some ways the more interesting and potentially powerful impact will be at the high school level, at the local level, at the city school board level, where, you know, these are difficult conversations, and there's probably a million names. Well, it shouldn't be hyperbolic. There are many names, you know, traditional names that share an offensive quality. And I kind of think for a major NFL team to walk away from this might embolden, you know, make it easier to have those discussions at a local level. If that makes any sense. But I do think there'll be a ripple effect. It's certainly a ripple effect in debate and conversation. And again, this hasn't happened yet, you know, but I mean, we're reporting they're well on the road of what seems to be a change that the owner swore would never happen. And business pressures seem to be the levers, yeah.
Liz, you work for the, I would say, not only the best paper in the country, in the United States, but in the heart of essentially the most newsworthy city in the country right now. If you had to guess, do you think that the team name will become any kind of a cultural or wedge issue among politicians in Washington, and particularly the President of the United States?
You know, I think we've seen this President seize on anything as a wedge issue if he thinks it will play to his base or incite his base, you know, whether that is an overt racist act like a hate crime. Famously, the good people on both sides of the Charlottesville white supremacist riot in which a young woman was killed. He hasn't condemn the Confederate flag by any means, which has been in the news in stock car racing here quite a bit. So, sure, I mean, you know, but no different than the kneeling issue, which ought to be kind of settled here, the right of athletes to not only have an opinion but express it peaceably. So, no, there's no length of that he won't seize on something if he sees an advantage. I don't think there's much stomach on either side of the aisle to go to great lengths to defend this name. I just think it's a push. Well, it's more than a push, but I mean, I'm trying to be respectful of all points of view. But I think, you know, that who is not going to stand for inclusion and making people feel the target of a racist image or word? How hard is that? I mean, that is, should always be the right side of the issue, no matter where you are on the political spectrum. And I just would, how could that play to your strength as a politician, particularly at this moment of time? And I'm not naive, but I don't think I certainly hope to God people realize this country has more important issues, like people dying right and left, and losing their jobs right and left, than an NFL team name. Not to discount the significance of whatever awakening appears to be leading to the change of this name.
Liz, terrific insight, great reporting. Thank you so much for doing this. Really appreciate it.
Oh, you guys are the best. What great questions, and I'm sorry my answers are so tedious and long, but it's complex terrain, and I hope that's been helpful to talk about it.
Absolutely. Thanks, Liz. Be well.
Okay. You as well.